Good afternoon. You are listening to Fine Music Radio, and today we present to you the finals of the National Youth Music Competition for 2022, brought to you by the Friends of Orchestral Music. This competition for young musicians between 14 and 19 years of age took place at the Hugo Lambrecht Music Centre in Paro from the 5th to the 10th of December last year. The competition is intended for young classical musicians who are either pianists or orchestral instrumentalists. The purpose of the competition is to identify and promote the talent and abilities of young classical musicians, expose the competitors to the requirements of professional careers as soloists and orchestral musicians, and develop their stage and performing abilities. This year, the adjudicators were Emeritus Professor John Hinch, who was the chairman of the jury, Professor Farida Bakarova, Dr. Franklin Lewis, Vaughan Peterson, Dr. Becky Stelzner, and Benny van Eerden. And thanks, of course, has to go to the organisers, Michael Maas, who along with his wife Eileen are the backbone of this competition, and they put in such an incredible amount of work. Also to the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, who partner with the competition to give an incredible experience to the young musicians. So let's welcome them now to the stage, where Bernard Güller conducts the overture to Ruslan und Miller by Mikhail Glinka.
Thank you.
That was the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra opening the National Youth Music Competition 2022 with the overture to Ruslan and Ludmilla by Glinka, and that was conducted by Bernhard Güller. The competition had a total of 4 rounds over 5 days where 20 young musicians competed, and due to the particularly high standards, the adjudicators let 13 instead of 12 musicians through to the semi-final rounds, and from that 6 were chosen for the finals, and that's who you'll be hearing today. Over the 5 days, the adjudicators listened to more than 125 different works, and the prizes sum a total of 155,000 rands, with gold, silver and bronze medals. So get your pen and paper ready to write down who you think won. Of the 6 finalists you'll hear this afternoon, 4 are piano players, 1 flute and 1 saxophone. 5 of the 6 are from the Western Cape and 1 from KwaZulu-Natal. And we'll introduce you to them along the way, starting with pianist Michaela Porter, 19 years old. She's a first-year University of Stellenbosch student, rising star from Pinelands in Cape Town. She embarked on her musical path from the age of 6, and her first music teacher was Ilana Garlick, and until last year she was tutored by Sue Patterson-Jones, and now at the university she is coached by Professor Nina Schumann. Practicing times vary, she says, depending on the day, but I aim for about 4 hours per day. And apart from music, she also enjoys a lot of reading. Each competitor was also asked for a life motto, and hers is, "Work hard and do your best." Here she presents the Allegramente from the Piano Concerto in G by Ravel. Thank you. That was the first movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major with Michaela Porter, opening the 2022 National Youth Music Competition. Next we have saxophonist Keon Muller, 18 years old, from Sunningdale in Cape Town. He is no stranger to the competition, being one of the youngest to compete in 2018 on clarinet, and he was one of three saxophonists to enter the competition this year. He practices 1 to 2 hours per day and loves the saxophone and clarinet equally, he says. And Keon started music lessons also at the age of 6. His first music teacher was Charlene Simon, and currently he's tutored by Liam Burden, the departmental head of woodwind and singing at the Hugo Lambrechts Music Centre. He lives his life with the motto, "If at first you don't succeed, try and try again." So here he is with the Concerto for Alto Saxophone and Strings, Opus 109, by Alexander Glazunov.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Concerto for Alto Saxophone and Strings, Opus 109 by Glazunov, performed by saxophonist Kion Müller. The next competitor is also no stranger to Cape Town's competition scene. Pianist Kuden Blau is now 18 years old, a learner at Redham House in Durbanville. He started taking lessons at grade 3 at Velkomit Primary, and currently he is taking lessons with Shane Goodall. Now in matric, Kuden says he doesn't get enough time to practice, but he is still trying for at least 2 hours per day between his study schedule. His motto, whatever you're doing, have fun. So here is Kuden with the first movement from the Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor, Opus 30 by Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
You're listening to the finals of the National Youth Music Competition held in December last year, brought to you today by the Friends of Orchestral Music. And that was 18-year-old Kuden Blau performing the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor, Opus 30, with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Bernhard Güller. Following a short interval, the competition continued with pianist Isaac van der Merwe. 19 years old, he's now studying at UCT with François de Toy. Isaac also plays pitched percussion and was the cellist for several years with the Cape Town Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. But piano has become his favourite instrument, which he started at the age of 11 with Tessa de Groot. He says he doesn't have a specific motto in life, but quoting British writer C.S. Lewis, he says, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less." Here then is Isaac performing the Allegro from Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor, K466. That was pianist Isaac van der Merwe with the Allegro from Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor, K466. Now we have our second wind instrumentalist, Isihle Mthethwa, 17 years old, who comes from Pietermaritzburg in KwaZulu-Natal. She started playing music at the age of 6 when she was required to play the recorder in grade 2, and at grade 8 she progressed to the violin but did not enjoy it, she says, and a year later she started to play the flute. And her first music teacher was Jenny Duplessis, a teacher at her school, and she says she also enjoys playing guitar and piano. She says depending on schoolwork, she practices for 2 to 3 hours per day. And her motto in life is, follow your passion and everything will fall into place. Here she is then performing the second and third movements of the Flute Concerto No. 1 in G major, K313, by Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Esikle Matetwa, 17 years old, performing the second and third movements of Mozart's Flute Concerto No. 1 in G major. And last, but by no means least, we have our youngest performer in the competition, pianist Mike Wang, 16 years old, from Pal. Mike started the piano at the age of 5 with lessons from his mother, but soon enough she realized he needed to develop further, and he moved to Professor Mario Nell, who also lectures at the University of Stellenbosch, who he's still with. Mike practices on average 3 hours per day, and his motto in life is hard work betrays none, but dreams betray many. Such wise words from all these young musicians. Mike presented the third movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Opus 18.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was pianist Mike Wang, just 16 years old, performing the third movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Opus 18, as the last musician from the 2022 National Youth Music Competition, performing there with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Bernard Guller. What an incredible display of talent, I'm sure you'll agree, and a wonderful opportunity for them also to be able to play with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, although I'm sure very nerve-wracking to do so. While the adjudicators discussed the outcome, and before I reveal this to you, the audience was treated to an additional musical item from violinist Peter Kutsier, who's just 19 years old. He's originally from Bloemfontein and is currently a second-year BMus student under the tutelage of Farida Bakarova at the University of Cape Town. He's an avid participant in South Africa's leading youth music festivals, including the Stellenbosch International, the Gauteng, and the Franschhoek Chamber Music Festivals. And he also performed as a soloist with the Free State Symphony Orchestra and the UCT Symphony Orchestra. So here then we have the Zigeunerweisen, Opus 20 by Sarasate.
Thank you.
That was guest soloist Peter Kutsia bringing the finals of the 2022 National Youth Music Competition to a rousing finish. And so without any further ado, amongst the many smaller prizes, the main prizes were as follows. Juden Blau came third overall with bronze medal and a runner-up in the piano category plus 8,000 rands prize money. In second place was flautist Esihle Metetwa, who won the silver medal, an extra prize for best performance of a South African work through any round, and the overall prize money of 12,500 rands. And the winner of the 38th National Youth Music Competition was 16-year-old pianist Mike Wang, who won the gold medal and overall prize money of 30,000 rands. None of this would be possible without partnerships and sponsorships, and thanks must be given to the Oppenheimer Memorial Trust, the Rupert Foundation, City of Cape Town, National Lotteries Commission, Fine Music Radio, Hugo Lambrechts, the Cape Town Theatre Trust, the Joan St. Ledger Lindbergh Charitable Trust, the Lorenzo and Stella Chiappini Trust. And a big thank you to the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra for partnering and playing with these young musicians and inspiring them under the guidance of Bernard Güller. And also thanks to MusicScape and Marek Pinsky for the video production and the sound recording which you're listening to now. And to Friends of Orchestral Music for bringing this incredible competition to you at home today here on Fine Music Radio. So all that's left is for me to say thank you for listening and being part of this incredible development of young musicians in South Africa. We're going to leave you now with the winner of last year's competition, pianist Gerard Joubert, who played Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1 in E-flat major. So we're going to leave you with that now, and from me, Louise Howlett, until next time, goodbye.